Radio Free America on the Mark Levin Show. Call now, 877-381-3811.
Dr. Zudi Jasser is a practicing Muslim. He's also the president and founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. How are you, sir?
Great, Mark. It's nice to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Been a while here, and I saw your press release, and I thought to myself, well, why isn't Zudi all over the place like these care people all the time?
Well, we're actually been getting a bit more coverage this time, and I'll tell you the reason is America's been hungry to, you know, you see these percentages of people that have been against this mosque. It's getting close to 70%, and I guarantee you that includes a significant number of Muslims. And I think people are realizing that, you know, some of these people that view the lens of everything from ground zero on through the lens of Islam are realizing that there are many Muslims that view things through the lens of America, and our faith is something personal and not something we try to impose on everybody.
Now, remind everybody a little bit about your background, and then I want to get into this issue a little more deeply.
Yeah, my family was political refugees from Syria in the mid-60s, came and embraced American freedom and liberty, Constitution and Bill of Rights, and grew up in Wisconsin, served in the Navy for 11 years on a medical scholarship, after medical scholarship, and went to Operation Restore Hope and was on the USS El Paso, and then served as chief resident at Bethesda Naval Hospital and was a physician to Congress on my last tour until 99. I've been in private practice in Arizona in primary care. And after 9/11, we formed a group of us Muslims formed the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. We feel that this is not a war against a tactic, but rather an ideology that is not about violence or nonviolence. It's an ideology that seeks to create Islamic states, and we want to counter that through advancing ideas of liberty and freedom above Sharia and Islamic State.
Now, well, what do you make of this? Have you heard of this imam before?
Actually, it's interesting. We had an interchange. I've never met him personally, but we've had an interchange where he, on the Huffington Post, posted this little missive saying people need to understand Sharia. It's like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And then even though I don't write there frequently, I went and posted and said, you know, that's absurd. I'm not sure who you're talking about, but Sharia is used as a tool to oppress women and non-Muslims and moderate Muslims around the world, and that you're basically living in a world of imagination, and that's not granted. He's non-violent. He's spoken against terrorism. He's spoken against anti-Semitism. But, you know, that doesn't solve the problem. He hasn't been treating the condition, which is to speak against the clerics that condone terrorism, speak against the ones that condone suicide bombing, and apologize for Sharia, which is really the tool that's been used. And so we've tried to, these are imams of the types that we try to engage and get them to do the tough work of reform and not just the apologetics.
Well, apparently when he was flat out asked about Hamas, he would not criticize Hamas.
This is the duplicity, is that his response on radio, national radio, has been, well, I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to say what you want me to because I have to work with bridge building. Well, how does, you know, that's the difference between demagoguery and leadership. Is demagogues simply tell people what they want to hear and somehow think that having a seat at the table makes them sellable, when in fact you can't lead anything that you don't have clarity and moral clarity, especially as an imam. And, you know, in this month of Ramadan, we're supposed to internally reflect and look at our humility as Muslims. And I'll tell you, Muslims that can't make it clear that we make no exception for any type of murdering of innocents, that we regardless of whether Hamas builds schools and hospitals, the fact that they use terror to kill innocents and use it as a means to an end makes them fascists, makes them theocrats that I would condemn, and we do condemn publicly. And I think Americans are smarter than that, and I think it really devalues what he's doing. And it makes you realize how it is that imams like Awlaki, who started off as a poster boy for moderate Islam after 9/11, slowly slid down a slippery slope to become a radical jihadist.
Mm-hmm. The organization is American Islamic Forum for Democracy. We're talking to Dr. Zudi Jasser, who is the president and founder. It's based in Phoenix. Now, what do you make of the president's comments, his original comment, then his follow-up comment? What do you make of his behavior?
I'll tell you, I was very disappointed. Not only his, you know, first of all, it's been very passive-aggressive. He made this comment basically lecturing us about the First Amendment. And, you know, as I told you about my family, we have been involved in building mosques that were contentious in 1980 after the hostage crisis. And it was a small town in Wisconsin, a humble mosque. But it was contentious, and we got it built because the Constitution was behind us. Same thing in Arizona after 9/11. There was some contention building the first mosque in Scottsdale, and a number of us families got it built and taught the community about who we were and what we stood for. And nobody's saying to have any fudge factor for the First Amendment, but just because you have a right for something doesn't mean you have to do it. Every day the president, I'm sure, makes choices about things that he could do, but he doesn't. And I think that's really, and what was disappointing was, look at the audience he made it to. He talked about Muslims have a right, and he said, this is America, and then they had this great applause. Over half the people in that audience, Mark, were embassy people from embassies from all over the world that were Muslim-majority countries that don't even understand our freedoms, that are applauding patronizingly to the rest of us, but yet in their countries they won't even sign the UN Declaration of Human Rights. They live by the Cairo Declaration that's based in Sharia, that tramples on rights based on blasphemy laws and laws against apostasy, etc. And it's just, I think, he knew he was talking to, he knew he'd get an applause, and I'd like to see him give that speech to the rest of America, who are clearly more comprehending what's going on and what the stakes are at Ground Zero.
What do you think about people engaging on this subject? I think it's absolutely crucial. I think it's important that we have a national debate over this, don't you?
Absolutely, and this is where, you know, on the one hand, I was upset that the president elevated it to this point, because it's not only a local issue, but I think it's an internal Muslim issue that some of us are upset about. But you know what? He did it. We'll let him know what the American people feel. And I think it is a litmus test about how you view this conflict. Was 9/11 an attack on our sovereignty and a clash of ideologies, or was it simply a random act of crime that came out of nowhere, and we don't look at what's happened in the past year from Nidal Hassan to the Times Square bomber as anything related, that actually we are fighting an ideology that cloaks itself in religion but uses a version of Islam that we need to identify. And his administration has refused to even identify or use the word Islam in any type of way. So somehow the we're supposed to fight and defeat an ideology that we won't name, and meanwhile allow the Islamists, who feed the ideas of the narrative that this is a war against Islam and a war against Muslims, which, by the way, his commentary, where here you have the president patronizing America about the First Amendment, that's going to be used against us on Al Jazeera and elsewhere, because they'll say, look, 70% of America need lecturing to about freedoms, because otherwise they trample all over Muslims. And I think that's absurd. He's speaking to the Islamist narrative and the care folks that say, oh, America is all a bunch of racists that unless we keep them in check will act out. And I'm offended by that, and I think a lot of Americans are, and the dialogue is going to show that this isn't about freedom. There are mosques all over New York City that nobody has questioned, even one closer than this one. It has to do with its size, its monstrosity, casting a shadow on a cemetery.
You know, I think what he also does is undermine folks like you, who are trying to bring reform, who are trying to bring wisdom and judgment to all this. Does he not?
Absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you enough where those of us that try to show reason and humility and say that, you know what, if we had $100 million, we would use it to create 100 centers around the country in major cities that were counter-terrorism and anti-Al-Qaeda centers, anti-Hamas, anti-terrorist centers, not pluralistic swimming pools and auditoriums. But no, to him the funding doesn't matter. Nothing matters except you know, this figment of religious lecturing that he was using. And I think that we get marginalized as reformists because we're told that that, well, the president, the government, the media speak to the Islamists because they're the 300-pound gorilla in the room, so we won't deal with you. We're the ones that don't take foreign money. We're the ones that are Americans, that are Americans first and happen to be Muslim and not Muslims demanding to be American. It really makes our job much more difficult.
You know, you're incredibly articulate and intelligent and sensible, which is why I love talking to you. I want to make sure people know what your website is. It is www.aifdemocracy.org, aifdemocracy.org. Mr. Producer, let's get it on our website and on all my social sites so you folks out there, you can learn about the American Islamic Forum for Democracy and this wonderful man, Dr. Zuhdi Jasser. And God bless you, my friend. I mean that. You really are a voice of reason.
Well, God bless you, Mark. I appreciate it. And we're not going away. We'll keep pounding away to show America that there are Muslims that cherish our freedoms and we respect hallowed ground and won't use it to as a PR stunt for global Islam.
All right, man. You take care. Take care. Is that guy terrific or what? Absolutely terrific. And this is the point. We are a tolerant society. And you know what? We're so much more tolerant than our critics. And that's the point. We have intolerant ideologues lecturing us about toleration, about being tolerant, and the President of the United States treating us like there's something wrong with us. And I'm going to tell you something else. There are a lot of people like Zuhdi Jasser, the manager of the bank that I often go to, the guy I bought the Batmobile from, the fellow who used to have the Afghan restaurant that I loved, and it's not there anymore. Thanks, Mr. President. Wonderful, wonderful, proud Americans. They don't buy into all this radical crap either. So here's a man in an organization that's speaking out. So it's worth going to his website and learning about it and learning more about him, too. He should be the person on TV and radio all across the country, not Ibrahim Hooper of CARE and all these other loudmouth and media hacks.